The Mexican island of Guadalupe, off the coast of Baja California, was once home to an impressive number of animals and plants. Then, about 150 years ago, settlers introduced sheep and goats, and so began the ecological ruin of this unique land. The presence of these grazing animals even meant the end for the island's largest bird of prey, the Guadalupe caracara, which was found nowhere else. Guadalupe's human inhabitants viewed this hawk-like creature as being only a little less destructive than the devil himself. One specimen collector wrote, "No bird could be a more persistent or cruel enemy of poultry or domestic animals, seeming to delight in killing." The killalea, as it was known to the island's inhabitants, was indeed probably a threat to newborn lambs and kids. But like so many island birds, they showed little fear of man, and none at all of firearms. They seemed to have been most vulnerable when they stopped to drink, for then they would take no notice at all of the sound of a rifle. So even if the hunter missed, he had all the time in the world to try again. At least one museum collector, however, did not delight in killing these majestic brown and white birds. When W.E. Bryant visited the island in 1887, he was able to see just four caracaras, one of which was shot and badly wounded. It was a male which, he wrote, attempted to escape by running with the assistance of his wings. Being overtaken and brought to bay, instead of throwing himself on his back in an attitude of defence or uttering a cry of quarter, he raised his crest and with an air of defiance calmly awaited death. If only other shooters had seen dignity in such behaviour, we still might have the caracara with us today. But it was not to be. On December 1, 1900, an ornithological collector visited the now abandoned island. During his short stay, Rollo Beck saw 11 caracaras fly overhead and shot 9 of them. Beck may have regretted his actions, for he later wrote that he judged from the sighting and from the birds' tameness that they were abundant. But it soon became obvious that the species was in dire trouble. Indeed, these were the last caracaras ever seen. Here, perhaps, is as clear a case as any of a species perishing at the hands of a bird lover. As for the goats that got the caracara in trouble in the first place, their descendants continue to wreak havoc on what little flora and fauna remain on the island.